Welcome to episode 261 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week, I have 30 questions about that alien superhero, Martian Manhunter. Well, not as popular as the rest of his friends, he is a prominent figure in comics. And I'd be remiss if I didn't have an episode for him. When you're done with Martian Manhunter trivia, please leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy. I'd appreciate the help and support. And now, let's start the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What is the Manhunter's real name? John Jones. Number 2. Martian Manhunter is a charter member of what group, founded in 1960? The Justice League. Number 3. Played by Harry Lennox, the Manhunter was cut from the theatrical release but restored in the director's cut of what 2021 film? Justice League. He appears in the Snyder Cut. Number 4. Manhunter disguised himself as Hawk Girl to spy on Superman's regime in what comic series? Injustice, Gods Among Us. Number 5. The Manhunter's main weakness is to what? Fire. Number 6. What fellow Martian sometimes partners with the Manhunter when she's not working with the Teen Titans? Miss Martian. Number 7. Martian Manhunter becomes one of the first members of what undead group, starting in 2009? The Black Lantern Corps. Number 8. What ruler of Khandaq has faced off against the Manhunter and the rest of the Justice League? Black Adam. Number 9. Starting in 1993, the Manhunter led what superhero team? The Justice League Task Force. Number 10. The Martian Manhunter inaugurated the pair-ups in The Brave and the Bold with what superheroic archer? Green Arrow. The Geeky Round. Number 1. In what town does the Manhunter originally settle? Middletown. Number 2. What race of aliens live in the polar regions of Mars? The White Martians. Number 3. What race does John Jones belong to? He's a green Martian. Number 4. Phil Morris played the Martian Manhunter in what early 2000s superhero series? Smallville. Number 5. Using the alias Hank Henshaw, the Martian Manhunter returned to TV in what series? Supergirl. The character, played by David Harewood, would also appear in The Flash. Number 6. What villain is the twin brother of John Jones? Malefic. Number 7. During the events of The Final Crisis, who murdered Martian Manhunter? Darkseid. Number 8. What bounty hunter and the last Zarnian was hired to kill the Martian Manhunter and many other members of the Justice League? Lobo. Number 9. What immortal tyrant faced off against the Manhunter and the JLTF on numerous occasions? Vandal Savage. Number 10. What white supremacist group fought the Manhunter and the Justice League Task Force starting in 1994? The Aryan Brigade. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who played the Martian Manhunter in the unsuccessful 1997 CBS pilot of the Justice League of America? David Ogden Stiers. Number 2. In what year did the Martian Manhunter make his debut? 1955. Number 3. What was the first supervillain the Martian Manhunter faced? The Human Flame. Number 4. Who voiced the Martian Manhunter in the DC animated series Justice League, Static Shock, and Justice League Unlimited? Carl Lumbly. Number 5. Following the Flashpoint event, Martian Manhunter is a member of what covert group? Stormwatch. Number 6. Led by Protex, what group of white Martians faced off against Jean and Superman? The Hyper Clan. Number 7. What psychopathic Martian wants Jean to be her mate? Decay Duraz. Number 8. What is the nickname of Martian Manhunter's protege, Cynthia Reynolds? Gypsy. Number 9. What pair is credited with creating the Martian Manhunter? Joseph Samuelson and Joe Serta. Number 10. What scientist accidentally brings John Jones to Earth in his first appearance? Dr. Saul Erdell. And that's all for Martian Manhunter trivia. Let me know if you're a fan of this superhero, or let me know if this is the first time you've heard of him. I got attached to him watching the Justice League series in the early 2000s with my son. I'll be back next week with another 30 trivia questions. Here's a clue to ponder. In 1903, there was only one of these. As of today, there are well over 500,000 in service. I can't remember if I've ever done a topic like this in the past. Hopefully it'll be fun for everyone. See you next Wednesday. This was episode 261 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of audionautics.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.